Dead Man's Ransom by Ellis Peters. Copyright 1994 by Ellis Peters. This unabridged recording of the reading of Dead Man's Ransom was published by arrangement with Deborah Owen Literary Agency and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audio Books Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Books. This book is read by Roe Kendall. This book is 275 pages long. Dead Man's Ransom by Ellis Peters. The following material appears on the book's back cover. In February of the year of our Lord 1141, men march home from war to Shrewsbury, but the captured sheriff, Gilbert Prescott, is not among them. Ellis, a young Welsh prisoner, is, and he is delivered to the Abbey of St. Peter and St. Paul to begin a tale that will test Brother Cadfael's sense of justice and his heart. By good fortune, it seems, the prisoner can be exchanged as Sheriff Prescott's ransom. What none expects is that good-natured Ellis will be struck down by Cupid's arrow. The sheriff's own daughter holds him in thrall, and she too is blind with passion. Now regaining her father means losing her lover. But then the sheriff, ailing and frail, is brought to the abbey's infirmary, and murdered there. Suspicion falls on the prisoner, who has only his Welsh honour to gain Brother Cadfael's help. And Cadfael gives it, not knowing the truth will be a trial for his own soul.